Each Wednesday on our Neighbors in Action segment, we feature a person or organization that is working to make our community a better place. This year celebrates the 75th anniversary of Lansing's Box 23, an all-volunteer organization that provides refreshments and support for our firefighters as they battle the worst fires. Longtime volunteer Dave Rule joins us along with Lansing firefighter Steve Babcock. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What is Box 23, Dave, and how did it come to be?
Well, Box 23 goes back to the 1934, where the Hotel Kearns, which we used to be at the corner of Grand and Michigan, burned. It was Lansing's most serious fire. And from that point, Box 23 involved some 3 years later to the day. In fact, Steve can give a pretty good historical account of that because he's
What started it?
What started it was in the 30s, telephones, much less cell phones, were not very prevalent in homes. And throughout the city were fire alarm boxes on each corner. And each box had a number. And people who were in trouble, they needed the fire department to come, would go, pull the handle. It would set off an alarm by a number, such as 23. It'd ring twice a space, and then three times. And it would say, well, that box is at the corner of Grand and Ottawa, and it requires these pieces of apparatus to go.
The Kearns Hotel.
The Kearns Hotel.
It was wood, right?
It was a four-story wood structure, the premier hotel of its time in the city. It offered, each room had piped in ice water, a big deal. Now, on December the 11th of 1934, a special session, the state legislature brought even more people to the city. They were trying to work out problems with the state budget. So 5:30 in the morning, this box gets pulled by the night janitor from the Lansing State Journals, whose offices was at the dead end of Ottawa at the river.
So he gave up the scoop to save some lives.
Exactly. He looked out the window and saw the flicker of flame. By the time he got to the box, he had two floors of the four floors well involved. He pulls the box. The fellas from Station 1 and Station 3 at Grand and Allegan, just down the street, get on scene and say, holy moly, we need some assistance. And they transmitted another alarm off this same box as a telegraph system that brought every other available on-duty fireman and apparatus to the scene. As they were battling this fire, they realized, well, we're outmatched. They actually called for help from full-time fire departments from as far away as Owosso, Jackson, Battle Creek, and Grand Rapids.
And that took a long time
to get
here.
And that took a long time to get them. Word spread of this big fire in this hotel throughout the city. As the word spread, people came to watch. Well, the movers and the shakers of the time, the businessmen, looked and said, boy, those guys are really, they need some help. They opened their shops and brought dry gloves, dry socks, coffee, something to assist the firemen. 14 Lansing firefighters were injured during the fire. One fella, an engineer, was actually struck by someone who fell out of the hotel. And he was later taken to the hospital with what the State Journal called a broken back. 34 people lost their lives, 7 of more of those state legislators. So there's a big ownership into this that the community has. Now, 3 years later, to the day, like Dave already said, that same group, core group of people, said, we've got to organize and make this an official group. And for the next 75 years, from 1937 right through today, their dedication and their mission is to assist Lansing Fire Department whenever called, regardless of the time of the day or night.
So, Dave, how do you do that?
Very simply, we've got support from one of the answering services, and the mechanism as such would be that the battalion chief or whoever is on the scene determines if they want Box 23. They then notify dispatch. Dispatch notifies our answering service, and the answering service in turn notifies us. We also have a backup system with a phone tree. Usually the phones are going off, get there, get there, get there. So we rely on the answering service, which they've done some pro bono for us. And, of course, we hope dispatch remembers us.
And what happens when you get there? What kind of support do you provide?
What we'll do is, I can remember back the old days, we'd go down to the fire department, we'd boil the water, dump some coffee in it, and off we'd go. Today, we're a little more sophisticated. We have air pots, pressure pots. We make a fresh pot of coffee at home, put it in there, We also take some water with us, bottled water. So we get there. The guys need water when they come out of that fire. We then also might stop and pick up something, donuts or rolls or whatever it might be. If we find that we're going to be there for quite a while, we then go into another contingency plan where we'll talk with some of the retailers in town or some of the merchants, fast food places that donate some items to us. We support them in whatever way we can. Dry gloves, socks, moral support, water, food, just being there, helping them out, whatever it might be.
Dave, how many fires are there in Lansing every year? I mean, Steve.
Well, I don't have the exact numbers for last year, but to give you an idea, we did citywide, department-wide, with everything we do, we did over 18,100 alarms last year. Now, the majority of those are EMS, Emergency Medical Services, about 80, 82%. But that being said, we also did every specialty that we do as a full-service career fire department, meaning pin-ins, extrications, auto accidents, technical rescue. We did high angle. We did structural collapse. We did trench rescue last year. We did hazardous materials responses last year. So everything we do, heavy rescue, like I said, automobile accidents, of course, structure fires.
Mm-hmm. What's the most common cause of a structure fire? Is there one thing?
I don't know what the actual national standards are. Mm-hmm. A lot of them at night, the most deadly at night is improper leaving food cooking on the stove.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That and the biggie, unfortunately, for loss of life is not having working smoke detectors. Mm-hmm. And it's imperative that they work.
Dave Rule, Box 23 for many years has been a pretty secretive organization until 77 when Jerry Graves brought you back to radar.
Good old Jerry, yeah.
And now you're looking for volunteers. How can people get involved?
They can just simply give us a call. We'd be more than happy to talk with them. The interesting part is that Box 23 has a friendly agreement or our bylaws, and that states that there shall be more than 23 members in the club at one time. Well, I wish we had that problem today, to be very truthful with you. Our volunteerism isn't what it used to be. Our membership is down a little bit as far as active members, and we want to be able to serve the department in whatever capacity we can. We want some more members.
How do you recruit younger people to do this?
We just simply tell them, you got to get out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, 20 degrees below zero, and do your thing for the city.
Sounds wonderful.
And it is wonderful. The one of the bywords that the fire service has embraced over the last 20 years is rehab. Rehabilitation at a scene, and the importance of you're working off your second bottle, you come out, you've got to take a break, okay? Well, Box 23 has been assisting us in this rehab for 75 years, and now the fire service is just now figuring out. Other communities have similar organizations. Chicago has a 511 club. They didn't come into play until 1957, 20 years later than what Lansing did. Detroit has a club. They didn't come into play until the mid-40s. So once again,
we lead the way.
Lansing, Michigan truly does lead the way.
Dave Rule is a longtime Box 23 member, and Steve Babcock is a Lansing firefighter. Thank you both for discussing Box 23's work within the Lansing community.
We appreciate that.